Perpetual Comedy here.
How you doing, Hank? Chris.
Very good, thank you.
It was his birthday over the weekend. We just posted a new video, guys. We are actually on our way to see a stand-up show. Chris, earlier in the week, he's been tracking these tickets for a while. It's in Bethlehem, PA, and we are seeing Kevin James do stand-up. Mr. King of Queens, one of our favorite comedians.
He's hilarious.
We have actually seen a lot, well, up until, I guess, 2012. I don't know when's the last time we saw Kevin James movie. It's been a while. At one point, we went to all of his movies in the theater.
Multiple times, too.
We saw, Zookeeper, Paul Blart 1 and 2.
Yep.
2 was kind of...
It was still good, though.
Yeah.
And I'll pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Oh, that's right. We did see that. Yep. I saw that a couple times in the theater.
Yep, same. I forced people to go see it with me.
What other one did we see?
He has so many.
Oh, Here Comes the Boom. We saw that in
that
the theater.
That was great.
That was really fun.
It was one of my favorites that he did.
Yeah, I think that was a really, really good movie. I enjoyed that, a lot. Chris is actually the one who introduced me to King of Queens. I think I was still in high school or just out of high school.
No, we didn't hang out in high school, so...
I think I was out of high school.
It was after we were done high school.
You had to be. And it became, probably my favorite show ever. I absolutely love it.
Every episode has something to do with your life. It's crazy.
Yeah, a couple episodes stick out. I don't know, I couldn't pick a favorite, but, the motorcycle one.
That's hilarious.
And then he ends up not wanting the goddamn thing. He doesn't know how to tell her he wants to give it back.
That was a good episode.
And I know you love the...
Margie song.
Yeah. Why don't you go into that one?
Yeah. He rekindles his old relationship with a girl from, I guess, what was it, middle school or high school or something?
Yeah. And he, he started to write a song or something.
Yeah, and she's like, you never finished that song. And he's trying to prove to her that he finished this love song for her. Meanwhile, his actual wife finds it very odd that... that the ex is hanging out with his mother a lot, and then
that didn't go over well.
And then he pops out a song that he made in a pinch with his brother, and it's a classic. I had that in my iPod for a while too, because it's actually a good song.
Season 3.
I think it was
season 3.
Is it called Flame Resistant? I think that's the episode.
I remember it already. Marky girl, my heart's in a whirl tonight. I need you, bad, oh Marky.
I need you so, oh Marky girl. That's great.
I love the one where Kelly and Deacon are separated. Which they had a lot of good episodes with that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go into the one with Spence where he got jealous of Deacon. He made plans without him. Just tell me when you're coming home for dinner. Mm-hmm. No, but the one where they go out to the... they go clubbing. And Doug, he starts getting too into it and he likes loving the club scene.
With Spence? Or Ray Romano?
With Deacon. I think he
with Deacon. Yeah, he takes Deacon.
And when he told the one girl that he was a professional roller derby player.
Yep.
And then he ended up getting back with Kelly, and then they went with, she's like, are you doing this for Deacon, or are you doing this for Doug? He's like, come on, Carrie. sprays on his cologne.
I even liked the one where, was it the karaoke?
That was my favorite ones ever, with Secret Admirer.
Yep, that was great.
Oh my god, that might be the best one ever made. That one, and then, oh my god, that is so funny.
That was a hoot. They're all good, though. The cast is perfect.
Yeah, it's just everything.
You can't pop a different person in
there. Even the coworkers, everything, their boss. I'm trying to think of some other ones. The Penguin episode, and that was full.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, my God, on Valentine's Day. Goldberg.
I like the one where, what was it, their anniversary? And Deacon and Kelly get them a painting of the two.
Oh, my God.
One arm's really fat, one arm's skinny.
The painting's horrible.
Doug has buck teeth. Oh, it's great. Oh, who, and somebody had beady eyes in it.
What was... Oh, the one where... It was her anniversary or her birthday where he got her laser eye surgery.
Yeah, the buy one, get one.
Buy one, get one, half off.
That was her birthday.
Got the second eye, half off. Why would you... You had a coupon? No, it wasn't a coupon. It was buy one, get the second half off. It was a special.
Oh, great. There's too many episodes that are... They're all good. Highly recommend watching that show if you haven't seen it already.
If you haven't, I mean, a lot of our... comment, but you get it from different places and shows we've seen, but that one sticks. He hasn't really done much work in a while.
Yeah, I mean, like every actor does that, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
It's good, because then you're not getting, like... Because he was in almost everything, it seemed like.
At one point, yeah.
He's kind of watered down.
He's got that... It's like a Netflix football movie or something?
Yeah, that was actually pretty good.
Was it a movie or show?
It was a movie.
Was it good?
Yeah, I liked it. It was... Obviously not 100% accurate, but he played Sean Payton as when he got suspended.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's a serious movie.
No, yeah, kind of. There's comedy.
Yeah, I guess
you know,
he
brings his comedy in it.
I guess you have to.
Yeah.
I really don't see him playing Sean Payton, though. How do you do?
He did good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
No, I really did like the movie.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's the last. But he also does the sound guy on YouTube.
Oh, the YouTube.
They're hilarious.
That is good.
I like the one where he does what's the darn movie called?
I Am Legend.
No, that one's good too. But the one with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Where he goes up and sings with Bradley Cooper. It's hilarious. What is that movie called?
I forget. I know what one you're talking about. It's like the country.
I'm on the deep end.
Something like that.
Yeah, but I was just hoping it would trigger the song in my head. Maybe or the movie.
Try it again. It might work. I don't know.
No, that's not happening again.
Okay.
Yeah, he has nothing. That's... Home Team. That's that football movie.
Yeah, and he had that show that got canceled.
The Crew?
I tried. I tried. It was really bad.
Here's a serious movie for you, though.
It funneled in audience crowd noise and applause. Yeah. It was just a hunk of shit.
Did you see his horror movie?
What?
Becky?
Becky?
Yeah, it's called Becky. It's serious. There's no comedy in it. He's a killer.
Why am I just hearing about this right now?
It's okay. Acting's horrendous in it.
His acting's bad?
No. His acting's not bad, obviously. Everybody else's acting's horrible.
When did this come out?
2020.
Becky?
It's called Becky. Teenager's weekend at a lake house with her father takes a turn for the worse when a group of convicts wreaks havoc on their lives.
Oh my God.
Yep. I'll send that to you.
What does he say?
Well, this is hopefully what he looks like in the movie.
Shit.
Bald head, big beard. Yep. It's not good, but it's interesting.
2020. Oh, so he just did that.
Yeah. Okay. Pixels?
Okay.
I liked it.
Yeah. That wasn't bad.
I really do want them to finish Paul Blart and make a third one, though.
Yeah, maybe do it better than, I don't know.
The second one, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
maybe it comes full circle and maybe he's about to retire or something.
That would be good.
He's got like one more night left to watch them all.
Mm-hmm.
And ba-boom.
Something bad.
That guy from the original squeaked out.
Yep. Got Here Comes the Boom. You could do that as another one, you know?
Oh, that was a great movie.
But I don't know if you would want to touch that, a sequel to that.
No, I wouldn't put a sequel on that one. That's one of my favorites, actually, that he's done. I thought that had everything you want in a good movie.
Here's an oldie, Hitch.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, that was when he first started getting the movies, actually.
And he was good in that. Yeah. I really liked him in that movie.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
He was in The Cosby Show.
Really?
As Doug Heffernan. Huh. Interesting. Yeah.
What year?
1998. One episode.
Wow, when did the Cosbys end? That must have been, like, way late for the Cosbys.
Judgment Day was the episode.
Huh.
I'm going to save that, too, because I'm gonna see that one.
That's interesting. Did you ever watch that one, was it called Freaked with Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
Was that any good? Gene said it was really good.
It was good. It was good, surprisingly.
Okay.
I like Vince Vaughn.
I've been wanting to watch.
Like,
oh my god,
he's hilarious.
He
when he freaks out, it's the best.
Oh yeah, like in Couples Retreat, where he.
Yep. Oh, that movie's great.
I'm a part of a very exclusive survival victim. Like, you sure you didn't scuff your leg on the ladder?
Like, even
I can't. I'm done.
Even in what the hell is the movie with the Christmas?
For Christmas. Oh shoot.
No, no, not that one.
Stop.
What the hell? Fred Claus.
Oh, yeah.
How he freaks out in that movie is—it's just nobody can do it like that.
I love Old School too.
I don't think I've ever seen the full movie.
Oh, it's really good. But what was? Did you see Fighting with My Family?
Yeah.
I loved his role in that, and even though he had some serious stuff in it, but like when he was getting the people. When they were, you know, the tryouts or whatever, you know, they had room for one more spot.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy was, he was dressed up like almost like a superhero. He's like, is that what you're going with? Is that what you cooked up in your little pot there? He's like, do you know what a push-up is? Right when...
I don't remember that.
When her and her brother were wrestling in front of Vince Vaughn for the first time.
Like right, the tryouts?
Yeah, right before she got it. He was like cracking on the other people.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, actually, I've seen that a couple of times. I love the dad. I love the parents.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yep.
He's like, is that wrestling fake though?
Pardon me, come again.
Takes it very serious.
Yeah, come again.
Did you see the movie where he has like hundreds of kids?
No, they say that.
He's
after?
A sperm donor.
Oh Jesus! No, I didn't see that.
And something happens, but he goes and tries to meet all of his kids. And there's a lot of them.
Huh.
It was good.
I like that guy that plays him. Yeah. I've never seen that movie though.
I forget what it's called. What is that movie called anyway? I'm gonna find that out.
Sure.
Vincent.
He was
Vaughn.
He was in Shaun of the Dead.
What, Vince Vaughn?
No. No. That guy.
Okay.
One that played Fighting My Family, the dad.
Oh.
I forget his name. Yeah. Vince Vaughn.
I
think that would have been great. I can only imagine. Can you imagine putting Vince Vaughn in the middle of a zombie apocalypse in a movie? I would watch it. That'd be hysterical. Put him and put Jason Bateman in there. It'd be freaking gold. And you, sir, have to finish Ozark or at least start it.
Yeah, I haven't even started
it. I honestly think you would.
It's called Delivery Man.
Wow, yeah. I think I might have heard of that. That's, definitely watch Ozark. I'm almost done. It's a really good show.
He was in True Detective, too.
True Detective. Yeah, I think
have you seen that movie or show?
No, I heard
the first
good
season's great. Second season's not great, and that's the one with Vince Vaughn, unfortunately. But, first season's well worth a watch.
Okay.
It's with Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey. Real good.
All right.
Yep.
So we're gonna go with you. That's fine. That's not bad.
He's a good actor.
Yeah. I don't know where everyone else is in the world, but it's a rainy weekend in Pennsylvania.
Can these people comment on this?
No.
No, they can't comment on the podcast?
Not really.
Okay. Like, is that a firm no? Or is it you're not 100% sure?
Because you can't read comments on Spotify. You can only gain followers and get, listens, like same as views on YouTube, but, you know.
I was going to say,
I do want to get a microphone and get better and start doing more podcasts for sure.
If they want to comment their favorite movie, comment, but you might not be able to comment.
Yeah, I want to get a microphone for the iPhone. Make it a little sound like better quality.
You have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on Justice Money. Yeah, a new one. should be. I'd like to do like one podcast a week, honestly.
Yeah, they're easy, you know?
You can even do more than that. You can do like three a week, really. You just got to, all you need is like a topic or just having conversations.
Just talk.
That's all it is. You're just literally talking.
Be nice to have someone to talk to.
It's true. Doing a podcast by yourself is kind of boring.
It gets a little, yeah, exactly, boring.
So.
But, yeah. What the hell was I doing?
That'd be a good idea. Like, I figured out on the Anchor app, so you can...
What's Anchor?
This is the app we use for the podcast.
Oh, we use Spotify.
Well, it goes to Spotify. It puts it on Apple Music. It puts it on all the streaming services.
That is very confusing.
Basically...
Do you use an app to put it on everything? You can't just podcast from Spotify?
I podcast from Anchor, and it automatically will put it on Spotify. It'll put it on Anchor. It'll put it on Apple Podcasts. It's like...
You do on Apple, too?
We're on Apple on everything.
Really? Holy crap.
We're on all that. Yeah, Anchor is like the main core, and it's like sprouts out to all the other ones. Basically.
Yeah, we got 14 miles to make a left.
Yeah, I guess there's not really any way to comment, but no, I don't think there is.
Well, if you find a way to comment, comment.
Yeah, we always get critique on anything we do. That's a nice little restaurant. I don't know what that is. That looks nice.
What is it called?
Thank you, Chevy Equinox, who just jumped in front of me. Let me see. It is called...
Baki
Restaurante.
It's Italian.
That's probably
Must
Italian.
Be Italian.
Must be Italian. If you guys know that movie, we can be friends.
I'm not a big fan of that movie.
You know, like Christmas Story? The Christmas Story is played out. TNT... bashed it into our brains as kids.
It's on 24 hours a day. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And there's a lot more I'd rather watch, honestly. Yeah, I think Home Alone's better.
Home Alone.
I think...
Fred Claus. Basically any Christmas movie.
Christmas Vacation's definitely better.
Oh, yeah.
Elf is freaking hysterical.
Yep. Christmas Vacation's, I think, my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, mine too. You know what's a good... It's an adult one. The Night Before... Oh, you hate Seth Rogen. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
did you see Krampus?
Krampus? I think I did. I don't think I liked it.
It was okay. It was interesting.
Yeah.
I do want to watch it again because I haven't seen it in a long time.
You know what? We should watch with Nick. We should do a podcast when we watch
Does Nick watch listen to this?
Yeah.
Nick, I mean, no offense. I can't watch movies with him.
Why is that?
He laughs the whole time.
I want to watch... It's called Silent Night, Deadly Night. And it's a Christmas horror movie. The premise of the movie is... Kid sees his parents being killed by someone dressed up like Santa hijacking a car. And later in his years, he becomes a little, you know...
Silent Night, Deadly Night?
Yeah, and then he kind of gets crazy... dressed up as Santa Claus later in his life. It's very, very ridiculous, and it's a cult classic to me.
Silent
Night, Deadly Night. There's a sequel, too. That's hysterical.
1984?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That would be...
What?
Just, paranoid from seeing red and blue lights. I never usually see those signs with the red and blue lights. Weird.
Did you see, Black Christmas or something?
I love Black Christmas, the original.
Oh, I've only seen the sequel.
There's two remakes. I don't know why they
I guess the one from, early 2000 or mid 2000s,
yeah,
that
what
one.
Yeah, I talking about. I didn't see it. I love the original. It's one of my favorite horror movies ever, actually.
Oh, yeah?
My favorite holiday movie. Yeah, it's like, it's got that stalker effect where you don't really ever see him except once, but you do, like, it's almost like in first person, like you see him breaking it. It's,
okay.
I think you might like it. Silent Night, Deadly Night, you'll laugh hysterically because it's so cheesy, like some of the lines.
Did you see the countdown on Netflix?
No.
So it's basically, you know how there's all those apps you can download and stuff,
right.
And a lot of stuff is like countdown to like, tells you when you're going to die. Well, that's what this is. Like, it's... They download the app, tells you when you're gonna die, and these people die at that time. And...
It's a show?
It's a movie. It's interesting. You know, I did like it.
Huh.
It was a good concept, you know? It's hard to find, you know, concepts that are not played out anymore.
Yeah, originality is sure lacking in Hollywood.
Yep.
That is for sure.
And there's a new movie that's coming out. It really looks real good with Ethan Hawke. Was it Black Phone or something? Oh, what the hell is it? I think it's called Black Phone. You don't know anything about it?
Black Phone. No, I never heard of it.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, I know who he is. He's a good actor.
Ethan.
He's on Training Day. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Ethan. Where are you, Ethan?
Ethan Hawke.
Ethan. Yeah, it's called The Black Phone.
Black Phone.
After being abducted by a child killer and locked in a soundproof basement, a 13-year-old boy starts receiving calls on a disconnected phone from the killer's previous victims.
My God.
It has really good reviews.
Remember when you came over and watched Terrifier?
Horrible.
Oh, get the hell out of here. That movie's fantastic.
How?
I just love it. It's a good slasher, man. I love it. You know what's another one? I don't know if you've seen it. Hush.
I did see it, unfortunately.
You, the thriller where she was deaf?
I seen it with the... Yeah, I'm not gonna...
Oh, okay, sorry. It was a good movie, though. And another underrated, if you want to talk horror, I'm not the king of it, but I do know a lot of facts, but The Collector is a really good underrated movie. You ever seen it?
I think it's on Prime. Collector.
It's really good. It's like... Jigsaw to Home Invasion had a baby.
Home Invasion?
Like, not the movie Home Invasion, but like, it's its own, but it's got some, like, it's like a house filled with, yeah, you gotta see it. I think you'd like it. I watched it a couple times. It's called The Collector.
You can't beat a good old Saw movie.
It's really good, though, because I feel like it's one of those movies that goes under the radar.
The was Collector.
There's another one I saw, Freak Show.
It was from like, 2009?
Yeah, it was a movie where they're in it's like a carnival amusement park, and like this guy keeps killing off people throughout the course of the night.
Zombieland.
Zombieland's great.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. What movie?
What? Oh, no, it's a movie on Netflix. I forget the name of it. I can't come to mind. Can't come here. Yeah, can't. Nothing comes to mind.
Freak Show?
No, not Freak Show.
Freaky?
No. I can't bother my good finger. No, what the? If I saw, like, it's on Netflix. If I saw it, like.
What about John Wayne Gacy?
Oh, yeah. Did you just watch the Peacock documentary?
I watched the Peacock documentary, but now there's a new...
On Netflix?
On Netflix.
Yeah,
I think
I think it's the same one.
Is it? No.
I mean, I don't see it being much different. Peacock had actually 4 more episodes than that.
Yeah, so...
Peacock was
he's an interesting,
better.
In he's a bad way, ridiculous. Very interesting.
Oh my God, he's brilliant.
I want to go brilliant. That's kind of weird.
For a demented brain, he knew exactly what he was doing. Mm-hmm. He took advantage of it.
Yep.
He made himself very well known in the political, local.
Yeah, he was
community.
Smart in that way. So
that's what I mean.
You're not gonna.
He knew exactly what he was doing, and that's
you're
why
you're not gonna suspect
that's
him.
That's why he could do it so well. I'm not gonna say he's brilliant, but he was a brilliant.
He killer.
Was brilliant in what he. Yeah, he was brilliant in what he did.
Yep.
Not that I condone any of that. Not at all. Jesus Christ. But he knew what he did, and he was a very good manipulator.
I mean, look, you can kill bad people. I don't care. Kill the bad people.
A lot of serial killers are not stupid.
Nope.
They're intelligent. They just use it for the wrong things.
Yep.
Like, what was it, my friend Dahmer? You see that movie?
No.
It was, I think it's on Amazon Prime or Hulu, one of them. It's,
That's with a big actor, isn't it?
He was a
when he was younger.
He was a Disney star actor.
Shia LaBeouf?
No, not him. Look up my friend Bomber.
That's my favorite actor, though, Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. Something.
My friend Dahmer.
Anyhow, the movie was based off of a high school friend, I believe, that wrote a book about his actions as and his behavior in high school. Just his experiences being around.
Jeremy Renner played Dahmer in the movie Dahmer.
I didn't see that.
That's
one.
What I was thinking.
No, that's my call. My friend Dahmer. Look up the actor now, Bob.
I did, but I didn't know him. Alex something.
I don't think it's Alex.
Yeah, that's what the name was. Alex.
Okay. Anyway.
Ross Lynch.
Ross
Alex
Lynch. That's
Wolf.
It. That's it. Ross Lynch. He played Dahmer. He played Jeffrey Dahmer. The one scene, they're on a field trip, and he looks over at his roommate. He says, "Hey, man, you ever wonder what the inside of our stomachs look like?"
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
He said, "You ever wonder what the insides of our stomachs look like?"
Ooh, yeah.
The guy's like, not really. It's not my first thought when I wake up. He didn't say that, but, and then, like, the guy just turned around. Like, if someone said that to me, I didn't know, like, I don't think I feel comfortable sleeping next to you. That is beyond fucking weird.
Hey, you sleeping next to him?
Yeah, they were on like a field trip for school, and he said it to his classmate.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if you don't know Jeffrey Dahmer, he was gay, and he would go out to the clubs, and the movie ends right before his first kill.
Was he classified as gay, or he just did gay stuff?
He
liked to molest men.
No.
Boys.
No.
Yes.
Wrong.
He
He would be. Yeah,
he raped them and killed them, and sometimes he killed them and then raped them.
He would go to the nightclub. He would drug them, bring them back to the other place. By the time it kicked in, boom, he got them there, and then he would do whatever he did. And then he would chop up their bodies, and.
He was also a cannibal.
Yes, he used to keep a human skull in his locker at work or in his pail, so he said it made him feel closer to the victims.
I don't care what, if anybody, like, look, serial killer documentaries some of the most
interesting
things you can watch.
But he got caught because he didn't drug the guy good enough, and the guy woke up and fled, and that was it.
Who was the serial killer that got...
He died in prison.
Pulled out of the, he got arrested in the car, when he was in a car.
Oh, you're thinking of, that's Sons of Sam.
He got a parking
ticket. But that's another... To go back... I'm going to go back to what you just said. Somehow this turned from Kevin James into serial killer. Gotta love our...
That was a long time ago.
Gotta love our stuff. So he died in prison. You know how he died?
Who are we talking about?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
No. Probably got raped.
No, they shoved the broomstick up his ass and threw him over the stairs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you see that show on Netflix?
I did. The Sons of Sam?
No.
Oh.
That was 10 Reasons Why, I think it's called.
Oh, no. Andy Berkowitz,
that was a
maybe?
good series, but episode's hard to watch.
I think Andy Berkowitz was his name, the guy, Sons of Sam, which is also, did you watch the Sons of Sam one on Netflix?
No, not yet.
That's about that guy. And I'm not going to ruin it for you of how it's connected to something much bigger.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. It's really, really good.
How about, did you see The Extremely Wicked?
No, I did not.
No?
Is that a documentary movie?
It's a movie what's the guy's name? What's that High School Musical? Zac Efron. He plays.
Oh, I didn't see that.
What the hell is that guy's name?
Talking about Ted Bundy.
Yeah. Great. Great show.
Is it a show or a movie?
It's a show. Yeah, because there's episodes.
Really?
Is there?
I thought it was a movie.
It is a movie. I lied.
Was it good?
Yeah, really good.
Okay.
He's, like, perfect.
I'll have to check that out.
They really need a new John Wayne Gacy movie. They need a new Ed Gein movie, because he's my favorite.
Well, yeah, there would be no other people in the world that were him. He was...
What?
He was... Every serial killer there ever was based around him.
To a point. Oh, like movies.
Like Slasher.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was the original... He was...
Texas Chainsaw Massacre was modeled after him.
Yep. You can make the argument Mike Myers, all of them followed suit. Just became its own, but...
Look him up. He is real good. Ed Gein, G-E-I-N.
Yes, if you like...
He's a effed up individual, that guy.
Yeah, if you like that kind of documentaries or anything like that, it's...
You know, he got arrested, obviously, you know. The people that lived around him, they're like, look, I think...